The following episode was recorded before March 2024, and while the content shared is valuable and useful, it features Rob, who is no longer involved in the business.
Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking about the lessons we've learned from running our two-day online event, Inbox.
Excited to dig into this. Just before we do, though, I want to remind you about our amazing free community, the Email Marketing Show community. It's a Facebook group, totally free, with thousands of business owners just like you, hanging out, talking about how to take this stuff and apply it to your email marketing every single day. And it's free. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's free. It's amazing. Just go to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show community. Request to join. We'll get you approved probably the same day, or really quickly anyway, and you'll be able to come and have these amazing conversations, continue the conversations, I guess, that we start on this podcast. Go to Facebook, search for The Email Marketing Show Community, and you can join just there.
He asked for braces for Christmas, but hasn't been brave enough to wear them yet. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he talked his way into a free can of Orangina, because it was 1885, at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
Okay, let's just clarify what we mean by braces. Are we talking about you asked for some braces for your teeth for Christmas and you haven't put them in? Are you talking about suspenders, as they call them in the States?
The ones that hold your trousers up, but I didn't want to say suspenders because people think I'm looking for lingerie.
Hey-o.
I've seen some incredibly trendy people, much trendier than me, like with really cool outfits with these braces on. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to ask somebody, my stepmom, for those braces for Christmas, and then I'll figure out the fashion bit of it later. And I haven't figured it out yet. They're still in the package. Some people can just make really trendy things work. I'm not convinced I'm one of them, but I just want to have a go.
Yeah. I don't wear mine loads. I do have a pair that I really do enjoy wearing. They are fun.
Wearing them? I don't think anyone's ever said that. I enjoy wearing them.
I love that feeling of like, oh, I feel very smart. I really enjoy wearing them. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I really like them. Yeah. I remember I was, it's about this Orangina thing. Basically, I was on the flight was delayed and the airline gave us a little, what are they called? Like a gift voucher thing. I'd said, you can have any sandwich and any drink from the little, you know, the little thing, and the little shop. Off you go. So I thought, well, I'll go and do that. All I wanted was Orangina, because I was in Europe, you know. And when you went in Europe, Orangina, please.
Orangina.
Ah, yeah. There you go. In a slightly strange... Well,
that was Orangina in French. That was Orangina in French, that.
Oh, wow. It sounds really good. I think I must speak French. I understood every word of it. I just said, I'll have this, please. And the chap was like, oh, that's not included. And I thought, well... We'll see about that, shall we? And I just basically...
You don't get this with a Tesco meal deal.
Exactly. It's like, well, it's a drink. I only want the drink. So there we go. I used my skills to negotiate, I guess. Not even negotiate, just for him to go, yeah, fine, have it, fine. Even though it wasn't the deal. So there you go. Anyway, hello.
If you can do that, imagine what we could do with your email marketing.
Exactly. Free Orangina all around. Not a sponsor of the show, although they could be, because they'd be a great fit for this audience, because we all love Orangina, don't we? Anyway, hello, we are stage hypnotists and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who help course creators, coaches and membership site owners by giving you everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero of your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time. We have a brand new episode of the Email Marketing Show where we share with you all kinds of email marketing stuff and even take you behind the scenes in our business. And we do that every single Email Marketing Wednesday.
If you can't beat him, join him. Just feel like I'm going to get behind it now. Just getting pissed off with the whole Email Marketing Wednesday thing.
Oh,
so here I am.
Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening.
You're just defeating.
Swapping teams. Swapping teams, jumping buses. I'm just going to jump on, get on the bandwagon. In fact, this is one of those episodes where we are going to take you behind the scenes in our business, and we're going to share some stuff that I really think you can take and use and should take and use and apply in your business, just directly ripped from what we've been doing. So if that sounds like the kind of thing that you love, make sure you take a minute to hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. Take a little selfie or a screenshot as you listen to this episode. Show us that you're listening to it, and then you'll have earned the right to listen to this content. We'll wait till you've done it. We're waiting now.
That's the cost of admission. Make sure you hit subscribe. And tag us in a selfie or a screenshot at Rob and Kennedy. You know you
I
want
think
to.
Done it.
I think they've done it. I think all the good people done it. And there's other people just lying. They're the people who go to, you scan and go at Asda and just sneak an extra thing in without scanning and paying for it.
Or you put the pick and mix on and say it's potatoes.
Yes, you pretend, you know, that 12-inch, that 12-inch telly. 12-inch telly. That 12-inch
that's
telly.
That's a lot of potatoes.
That's a 50-inch telly is a lot of carrots, yeah. So what we're talking about is we, for the, I think, is this the third year we've done this, Rob? I think it is. Third year?
Yeah.
Third year we've run this event. It's called Inbox. In case you weren't there, I know there was thousands and thousands of people there, but in case you weren't, couldn't make it and you want just an update or you've forgotten, it's basically we run a free event online. It's multiple speakers. We sell the recordings afterwards, but it's actually totally free to attend, and the speakers all promote it. So you've got lots of speakers, they're all promoting it to their lists, and the reason they do that is, one, it looks cool in front of their audience, and secondly, when people buy the recordings, the speaker earns a percentage of that upsell package. And all of this happens online, so people can attend from all over the world. You can run it from wherever you happen to be.
One thing I should say is that actually doing this business model is sort of an accident. The first year we did this, it was a paid event. It was $500. We sold out the event. It was going to be in person in Newcastle in the UK. We were very excited about it. And then COVID happened and we just had to take the event online when the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. And then the next year we were like, that was such a good thing and the pandemic is still ongoing. Let's do it online again. But let's do it for free and let's swap the business model around so that rather than people paying for a ticket, the ticket is free. You can attend the whole thing. And if you want the recordings, you just pay for those. And actually, we fell in love with that business model. So it was pure accident. Yeah. But the business model is just a beautiful thing.
And what's really nice is this is a great way. In fact, doing this is the single biggest event that creates the biggest influx of brand new subscribers to our list in one go each year. And the reason for that is because all of the speakers are promoting it to their audience and you build your list of their fans, which is awesome. So one of the things that, the first thing we really learned, there are lots of different platforms you can host these virtual events on, some really bespoke, custom, amazing looking platforms. And we've investigated them throughout the year for each year that we've done this. From the very first one where we're like, shit, we need to take this online because we no longer can have it at the Hilton in Newcastle and all this sort of stuff. We looked at all these fancy platforms that were coming out. And the truth is, even though we keep seeing these great platforms and we've met some great people who run these platforms, the honest answer is we just continue to host our event on Zoom. And the reason we do it on Zoom is because for your attendees who you want to have there in the droves, you know, it's a list building exercise, and you don't want to have loads of tech support. People going, hey, I'm trying to log into the fancy platform and I can't access this and I'm worried about this. And there's a high level of resistance to other platforms. Everybody pretty much has used Zoom these days. So by saying, hey, it's on Zoom, they're like, huh, I know how to use that. You've removed that tech resistance to registering and attending the event, which is what you want people to do. Right?
Yeah.
So we host it on Zoom and we've got no plans of ever changing that.
The next thing that we really learned is to really nail your speakers down on the dates they're going to promote this to their audience or their list. And the reason this came about is the first time we did this, we didn't do this. We just said, listen, the event is these dates. Registration is open for 2 weeks before the two dates of the event. So the event is on the 28th and 29th. Registration opens from the 13th. That gives you 2 full weeks to promote it. Send as many emails as you can in that time. Do as many social posts in that time as you can. And we didn't get them to specify exactly what dates they were going to promote. And one of the reasons for that is because we are so on our email marketing, obviously. Like it's such a priority in our business that we know way in advance what we're going to be doing. And what we hadn't taken into account is that a lot of people don't plan that well about what they're going to email their list about. So many businesses just sort of wing it week by week. And therefore, it's difficult for them to look ahead and say, oh, well, this event is coming up and therefore I'm going to do that. So in advance, again, we didn't do this the first time and it meant we got some very late promotions and sometimes no promotions from some of the speakers the first time around. Is get them to specify when they're going to promote. I will mail on this day, this day, this day, and this day at these times, and then make sure they go and put it in their calendar. And then on those days, follow up and say, hey, did you get that email out? Or have you got that email going out today? Don't be frightened to say, listen, this works as a collective. We're hosting the event, right? But this works as a collective because there's, say, 12 speakers. You're all going to promote it. That means all of your audiences are being pooled and you are getting in front of all of the audience, and therefore this only works...
11 other people's cumulative audience, basically. And it only works if we all do it.
Yeah. If 11 people don't and one person does, that one person just hasn't got any benefit out of this really at all.
Yeah, and basically they've just taken from all the other people, haven't they? They're just the taker. Everyone's got to contribute. You can't just be the taker. So that's really, really important. Another thing we did and we added in, I think this was the second time we did it, we started doing this, was to get sponsors, to see if you can get ideal product services companies to advertise at your event and pay a small sponsorship fee. And that could be any amount, okay? It could be hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Could be millions, right? Depending on the scale of your event.
It's got to be a good potential for return for them. That's what it's got to be, isn't it?
Yeah. So get some sponsors to give you some additional revenue for the event. That's what we've done, and it's worked really, really well. It made a few extra thousand dollars for us by just adding sponsors as part of one of the things. Again, and you can put different sponsorship packages together. What do they get for paying this amount? And what do they get for paying a slightly smaller amount? And allowing different people at different levels for different levels of investment to be able to put their message in front of your ideal audience. It's just about looking at, for our audience, who serves? Who wants to be in front of that audience? Who would love to pay to be in front of that audience because they'll be able to make a return on that?
Now, one of the great things about this campaign is that it's quite a short campaign. So in the league, we've got a different campaign for if you're doing like a big, expensive in-person event where you need to get people to travel across the country, across the world, and book a hotel and train, plane, and all that stuff. There's a much bigger campaign that's in the league. This one is much shorter, and therefore it's quicker to put together. And it basically, you need to have these four email sequences, not four emails, four email sequences, because most people, when they try and run this kind of summit, this kind of online event, most people abandon the email marketing a little bit. Now, here's an important thing. Yes, this is a really good list building opportunity, and yes, this is a really good money making opportunity, but you are leaving a ton of money on the table if you don't try and make at least half of the sales yourself. Because sure, you know, when speakers promote it, they earn a percentage, 50% or whatever, of the sales that their audience generates, but you've got a list too, and therefore we would expect that at least maybe 25% of the registrants will come from our audience because we've got the most engaged list for our stuff. So it would make sense that they're going to be more responsive. So we would expect to push at least 25% of the total attendance from our list itself and make a big chunk of the money, maybe up to half of the money, because again, they're more engaged, they're more bought into Robin Kennedy and our stuff. Same will be in your business. So don't abandon your existing list thinking I've already got a list and this is a list building activity. This is a list building activity and a cash generation activity too. So there's really four sequences that you need to have here that will work for both your list, but also maximizing the sales that you make from the speakers' lists too. The first one is a registration sequence. This goes out to your audience to get them to come and register for the free event. Ours runs for 15, it's 15 emails actually over 14 days. Because there's two emails on the last day. And it's basically driving people to go and check out the sales page. And even though this is a free event, you do want to sell it. You do want to have a sales page that sells it. Like, imagine, and it's a great way to think about it. Imagine that you're putting together an event that is $1,000 a ticket. Make a page that will sell that and then make it free. Like, don't wimp out on the sales page because it's a free event. You do want to sell it.
And I mean, I think we have an unfair advantage there because originally this was an event where it was $500 or $600 a ticket. We've used the same thing, haven't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we've used that sales page as the basis of it. So that's a good way to take it. The other thing, of course, is that in a moment, they don't know this yet, but the minute they put their name and email address in, you're going to ask them for some money. And they have to feel so that the thing, they have to feel like they've almost stolen from you. This event is so good and they're getting it for free. They almost feel like they've taken advantage so that when they get to the next page, they were ready to pay for it on the first page. And now the fact that the recordings are available and they can watch this stuff forever and ever and ever just makes sense and they want to grab it. So you want to have emails and a sales page that will sell the event even though it's free. The next thing that you want is a show-up sequence. So this is to actually drive engagement at the event. And here's why. When people turn up at the event, and watch the stuff and realize it's mind-blowing and realize they can't take notes fast enough. They watch the first two sessions and then they've got to go and pick their kids up from school and they don't want to miss the next one. That's going to drive a bunch more people who didn't buy the recordings immediately to buy the recordings now. So it is important that we get people to engage and show up. It's also good for the speakers. If they turn up and there's eight people on the call, and we've done those events before where we've spoken at these events and they just haven't put any effort into getting people to actually attend. And it just feels a bit flat, especially if it's hosted live. A lot of these events aren't. We host ours live. And so, again, you want to have a show-up sequence so that people actually attend. And ours is five emails that go out over the 10 days leading up to the event. One is on day 10, one is on day 5, one is on day 3, one is the day before, and one is on the day. And those five emails go out to actually, but they can't just be notifications. It's 10 days to the event. It's 5 days to the event. It's 3, because they're boring. It's got to have valuable content that positions the event and makes people want to attend.
It's basically going to resell them on the event, even though it was free. You're constantly, right. You're selling them on the benefits of showing up because you want them to show up. We want to have an impact. Even if the person doesn't buy the recordings, we call it an all-access pass, that recording package where we make some money on the event, right? So, but even though it's, even if they never buy that, we want them to show up and see how good the event is, because later, when they're thinking about their email marketing, if they ever want to do email marketing, they're going to think of us as the industry leader in that, because we're the host of that event. If somebody else talks to them about their email marketing, they go, oh, I remember those people. They're Robin Kennedy. They host this amazing event. They're really good at it. So you want them to show up, even though it's free. And what's nice is you write five emails. In fact, you can just use ours. We'll tell you how we get them in a second, actually. But you just send those five emails and people show up. There's a much better atmosphere. It feels much more worth doing for you. And then you also want to have another sequence. Your third sequence is the during event sequence. And that is, let's say you've got a two-day event. Ours is a two-day event, right? Each morning, you want to have an email that says, hey, this is what's happening in the morning sessions. And then in the afternoon, another email says, hey, what a great morning. This is what's happening in the afternoon sessions, right? And you want to do that on both days. So there's two emails each day of the event. If you've got a one-day event, that's two emails. We made the mistake, here's a mistake we made, of during the first time we ever did this, we had an email go out every hour, or basically the start of, just before each speaker started, saying, this speaker's about to go on stage. And that meant that that people were getting an email every hour, pretty much, for the whole event. It was too much. People didn't like that very much. So we learned from that and actually now just do a morning and an afternoon session email. Okay, so that's the third one. The fourth one, really important, is a post-event sequence, the after-the-event sequence. And in ours, we have a feedback survey, which works really, really well for letting people see it's winding down and getting feedback and improving the event as you go on. That's how we've learned many of these lessons. As you know, huge fans of surveys, being the founders of ResponseSuite.com. We obviously use surveys a lot in the business. But the other thing we do is, during the event itself, the recordings of the event are at a certain price, but 2 days or 2 or 3 days after the event, the price of those recordings jacks up to 5 times the price. So we use those post-event emails to remind people, hey, if you want to be able to review all of those sessions, get it at the best price now. Do them a really good service. Really harshly remind them of that, because I would hate somebody to have to go, oh, I forgot to get them at the decent price and now I'm going to pay 500, or now I'm going to pay 1,000, or basically now I'm going to pay 5 times what I could have got them for. Make sure you remind them. What you will notice,
that price hike, by the way, that might be enough to stop somebody from even being able to buy it. So it's not like now, yeah, I've got to pay 5 times the price. It's now I can't afford them.
Now I can't afford to, right? And obviously, the reason those price hikes are in, we'll get into what those are in a second, is to compel people to buy. But what you do realize here is 3/4 of those sequences have the goal. The primary only thing we want them to do is to push engagement at the event and sell the recordings. That's what most of this is about. Because you, not only do you build your list from this, but you make a decent wedge of cash from it as well.
What's really interesting is that you actually, well, we have anyway, we've made as much, if not more, money from the not like the cheapest version of the All Access Pass. So we'll talk about how this works in a second. But there's a cheap window where people can get it really, really, really ridiculously cheap. And we sell a bunch of those. But we actually sell as many, if not more, $5 worth of it in the at the higher price points down the line as the campaign goes on and the price sort of creeps up, because not everybody trusts it enough to buy it immediately. Not everybody knows the stuff's going to be amazing immediately, and people aren't looking for necessarily a decent return on their money. They're actually looking for a decent return on their time. So like, they're happy to spend a bit more money for it later once they've seen a bit of the event and maybe they've sort of sussed out that actually this is definitely something I am going to want to go back and watch later on. And so it is important that you don't just, I've seen so many people who try and run this kind of event and they leave a ton of money on the table. They put on a good event, but they leave a lot of money on the table because they drive people, they spend a load of time sending emails to get people to register for the event. And then some people buy the recordings, some people don't, and the people who don't drop down a well as far as the business owner is concerned. They just never even mention it again. And so you do want to make sure you have all of these emails and all these sequences. And the good news is that once they're all in place, they're just kind of automated. You put them in place, let them run. You don't have to wake up every day and go, oh my God, I've got to send an email to these people and those people and those people and those people. I'm going to be here all day. You just put it all together and it just runs. We'll talk more about that later.
So let's take a look at these price points. The first thing we're going to do is, as soon as somebody registers, you want to have it so that there's a 20-minute fast action discounted price immediately after they're registered. So it's a free event. Yes, I want a free event ticket. That's going to be great. I can show up, attend the whole thing live for free. Great. And you've got to make sure you definitely do that. Don't take anything away from that. That's a really poor idea. And it's terrible. So email address in, name in. Great. Next page. It's like, awesome. Don't miss a thing. Don't miss out on the idea that's going to give you the best result, the biggest outcome, the best return, whatever. Get the recordings. For the next 20 minutes, you can get it at the best price that you will ever see. But it automatically expires after 20 minutes. The way we do that is we use a tool called Countdown Hero, which is part of our Automate Hero tool, which for you who are members of the league, you already have access to. It's only available to members of the league. It's included in your membership. It's no extra cost. Literally log into Automate Hero, set up a new Countdown Hero for 20 minutes straight after someone's registered, and that will expire that offer straight away automatically, so you don't have to do anything. So first thing is a 20-minute fast action discount on that, what we call the All Access Pass, which is usually, just give you a bit of a heads up on what that is. The All Access Pass for us includes the recordings of the whole event, and we ask some of the speakers to add in some bonuses as well. That gives them more eyeballs on their stuff. It actually increases and grows the value of that All Access Pass. But also, if the speaker recommends the event, so let's say we're speaking at an event, right? And we say, hey, our audience, we're speaking at this event, you can go for free, go register, and you register for free. On the next page, you find out you can get the recordings, and Robin Kennedy are also going to give you this other cool thing, because you're from our world, you might want that thing from us, so you're much more likely to buy the All Access Pass, which is what we want as the speaker, because if we're promoting to our audience, there's a good chance that we've got an affiliate link, which means we're going to make a percentage of the sales of the All Access Pass. So by having a bonus in the All Access Pass, you're significantly, as a speaker, going to be increasing the chances of making sales through your affiliate link. So it's a really good
win.
On the flip of that,
you increase your conversions and therefore your commissions. But on the flip of that, for the 11, 12, 15, 20, 100 other speakers who are promoting it, if you're one of the people who submitted a bonus and they get to that sales page, you now have the benefit of being more exposed to their audience. Sure, they're going to see your little 60-minute presentation in the event. That's great. But they're also going to be able to come into your world a bit more by consuming this amazing paid thing for free. Right. So it's great from both angles.
Yeah. So the first price point is the 20-minute fast action. Then, after that 20 minutes has expired, we basically have what we call the early bird price for that All Access Pass, which is basically the price that's going to be on until the event starts. So if your event starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time each day, until 2 p.m. Eastern, you're going to have the early bird price. Then, as soon as the event starts, you're going to have what we call the regular price, right? And that's just a bit more than the early bird price. The reason for that is during the pre-event show up engagement emails, you're going to be mentioned, hey, if you want the best price, make sure you get the All Access Pass before the event starts, because as soon as that happens, the price goes up. It's giving real urgency using that because thing that we've talked about when we talked about deadlines a few weeks back on the show. Then the event starts and the price goes up again. So you've got this new regular normal price. Then we want to make sure we're compelling people to actually buy this all access pass during the event. So we mention it through the event. During the event, as Rob said, people will be attending the event and realize just how much amazing information there is. And they'll realize that they can't take it all in. They can't attend the whole thing live because they're dropping kids off and going for dinner and doing live stuff and having to take a call and all this stuff. So during the event, between every single session, we mention, hey, you can get the All Access Pass, which includes the recordings of every single session and these awesome bonuses from some of the speakers, and you can get it for this price. And that's the what we would call the normal price. But make sure you get it during the event, because after the event, it's actually going to be 2 days after the event, the price goes up from this price to, and then whatever your regular, what we're going to call the full price is, right? And that full price we recommend is 5 times the regular price that you're mentioning during the event. So if during the event it's $97, it's going to be $497 2 days after the event. So you can see how the price staggers up to encourage people to buy these all access passes.
Yeah. Now, this works really, really well, because in the process of driving people to like actually show up, right? So in the show up sequence and in the during the event sequence, we use conditional content in the emails so that people who've already bought the All Access Pass are just reminded about how they're going to get access to that content. So, you know, maybe it's going to be within 48 hours of the event finishing, all of the recordings will be put into this members area, which you've already got access to, and you can already see the placeholders where those videos are going to be. That gives them confidence. But the people who haven't bought the All Access Pass yet, you encourage them to go and get it. So pretty much all the email platforms can do this conditional content thing. We just have it so that emails make sense to everybody, because some of them say, and the good news is you've already got the All Access Pass, and the people who haven't got it say, quickly go and get the All Access Pass because the price is going up to X, you know, in X day and time. And the good news about all of this is it sounds like a load of work. It's really not. You can put all of the emails together once, have them built as an automation, so the next year when you roll this event out, because you will love it so much, you'll definitely want to make it annual, and it will get bigger and your speakers will get bigger names and all that stuff. You just have to change the dates and times and the speaker details, and the whole thing is just ready to roll out again. If I'm totally honest, doing Inbox 2022 from an email marketing perspective versus doing Inbox 2021 was maybe 10% of the time. So if it took however many hours it took to do the email marketing for Inbox 2021, it was about 10% of that time to roll it out again in 2022. And it will be about the same to roll it out in 2023. So once you've done this once and you've got all the stuff in place, it's going to be really, really quick. But if you'd like to do it as quickly as you possibly can, even the first time around, we've got something for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're thinking, hey, this sounds great, that seems like a bunch of emails, and you'd prefer to have the advantage of literally using the emails we've been using over the last few years that we wrote ourselves, right? Rob and I literally wrote these emails that you can go and use to put all these pieces together. We are teaching the whole virtual summit, this entire campaign which we've been talking about, coming up on Wednesday the 17th of August this year. And we're going to be teaching something we call a campaign workshop for this virtual summit. And you literally get us teaching the campaign, unpicking the psychology of why every word in those campaigns helps you to get more people to register, to grow your list more, to get more people to buy those all access passes and make you a really profitable list building event. Not only do you get all the teaching, but we actually give you a Google document with every single email in it for you to copy, paste and send out and run your event. And what's really amazing is you also get a free account of that tool we mentioned called Countdown Hero, which is part of our Automate Hero suite. You get a whole Automate Hero account for free, so you can do all of those automatically expiring countdowns. And the way you do that is just by joining our membership, The League. So if you're not already in The League, check out emailmarketingheroes.com/summit. emailmarketingheroes.com/summit, and that means you'll be able to join the league and come and join us on the 17th of August for that entire virtual summit campaign. And what's really nice is that campaign, the document, is already in your members area. So the moment you join the league at emailmarketingheroes.com/summit, the moment you join it, you'll already have the document with all of those emails in, so you can start running it straight away. So it'll be great to have you in there.
You will, of course, also get the recording of that session. So if in the event where you can't actually attend the live workshop, you will get the recording of it as well, so you can watch that back in your own time too.
Yeah, and again, that's not an additional price. Like, is on a summit, it's all part of your league membership. You get that inside of that, as well as loads of other campaigns and all the other really great goodies that are inside of the league. So again, I'll just give you the email address, the URL one more time, and then we'll get into this week's subject line of the week. It's emailmarketingheroes.com/summit. Now, this week's
subject line of the week.
This one is, what's your face doing? ? All lowercase, and then the little confused face emoji. And the thing about this is, it's sort of a bit curious. It's curiosity driven, and people don't really know whether is that an insult. Like, it sort of sounds a bit like it might be an insult. What's your face doing? Is it something I've missed? Something like that. It's just lots of curiosity. So, what's your face doing? It's a weird question driven by curiosity.
That's this week's
subject line of the week.
Have you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player yet? Are you absolutely sure if you haven't already? Because we've got a brand new episode of this show coming out every single week, and it'll just mean that you get reminded that it's around so you can up your email marketing game, grow your business, and sell more of your awesome stuff. We're back next week with a brand new episode. We'll see you then.